a cat befallen for me. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Nothing but love is lasting and confusing. You can win when you're losing, stand when you're falling. I can figure it out. Nothing but love can make an equation. Nothing short of amazing. Wish I could explain it, but I don't know how. The way that we dance, the reason we dream, that big Italian tower, oh, how does it lead? Something so strong shouldn't make me this weak. Oh, nothing but love makes sense.
From ABC News, this is a special report. Global IT outage. I'm Michelle Franzen. That tech outage impacting consumers, businesses, and some emergency services today. Microsoft says it's related to cloud services and some apps. Security agency CrowdStrike says the issue is not due to a cyber attack. The fix is on now, but it's created a backlog for companies, including airlines, after a ground stop earlier today.
Even though U.S. airlines that were impacted by the IT outage have lifted their ground stops and are allowing planes to take off again, the damage has been done. Around 2,000 flights are canceled in the U.S. today, over 5,000 delayed. The biggest impacts to Delta, American, and United Airlines, with Atlanta and Chicago O'Hare having the most canceled flights. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Authorities now concerned that hackers may exploit the Microsoft outage with malicious actors trying to send malware or software described as a fix for that problem. This is ABC News. The top UN court based in The Hague ruling that Israel's presence in the Palestinian occupied territories is, quote, unlawful.
The opinion, non-binding, but the International Court of Justice is clear where it stands on the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of lands sought for a Palestinian state. The body calls on Israel to end its occupation, pointing to the building and expansion of settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The court's panel of 15 judges from around the world agree Israel has abused its position as the occupying power. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The estate of a Tennessee man has been awarded $2 million in a wrongful death case stemming from a hot shower. The 76-year-old died after being burned by water that was 150 degrees at a Kentucky Econo Lodge. A jury found the hotel's owner did not use proper care in inspecting and maintaining that room. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. Several are injured in a school bus versus minivan crash in Racine County Thursday. County officials say the bus was headed to a summer camp roller skating event when the crash happened during the noon hour in the town of Dover. Nobody in the minivan was hurt, but of the 51 people on the bus, 10 children and one adult were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Some of the uninjured children are taken from the scene by another bus, while others were picked up by their parents. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. A Milwaukee teen was arrested after allegedly stealing an SUV from the Trump campaign. A criminal complaint says early Saturday morning, 17-year-old Charles Lucas entered the valet room at the Pfister Hotel and forced open the valet key box. Lucas then took the keys of a Chevy Tahoe assigned to the Trump campaign advance team and drove off with the SUV. The Tahoe was later found at a Milwaukee Walmart. Authorities found Lucas inside the store and arrested him. He's charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and criminal damage to property. A new study from UW-Madison shows the foam that forms on waterways near dams or on windy days accumulates PFAS from its surroundings.
Civil engineering professor Christy Remicall says it could be 7,000 times more concentrated than the surrounding water.
The recommendation is if you do come in contact with foam, you should wash your hands, especially before eating or drinking, and it's a good idea to keep your pets out of the foam as well as your kids. We sampled lakes and rivers that had elevated PFAS concentrations, as well as lakes and rivers that had lower PFAS concentrations. In every case, we found that the amount of PFAS in the foam was much higher than what we measured in the water below.
Remicall hopes the research could find a way to more easily gather and remove PFAS from watersheds. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and summery today as high temperatures comfortably flirt with 80 degrees. Alongside calm winds, a few clouds build in this afternoon, but we stay dry. Shower and thunderstorm chances pop up tomorrow afternoon and again Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 76.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Republican nomination for president for a third time, while pressure is building on President Biden to step aside. What's the status of the race? What influence will the selection of J.D. Vance as Trump's running mate have on the election? And how is all of this affecting progress on the farm bill?
Live from the show designed to be much, much shorter than a presidential campaign speech via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning it's a Friday free-for-all with panelist Jim Wiesmeyer and, get this, former U.S. Representative Mike Conaway. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
Yeah, just over 90 minutes on stage last night for former President Trump. Unfortunately, I was traveling with travel delays. Thank you, American. I was an hour and a half leaving O'Hare International Airport last night. And I still got to the truck in time to hear the end of the speech. That's how long it lasted. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So he covered a lot of ground, didn't he, Davis?
Well, that's what I hear. I didn't watch. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Nah. But, yes, it did sound like, you know, the chatter afterwards can often be as interesting as the the initial. You know, kind of the started out. You know, unity, let's all work together. We can build, but then it sort of faded throughout the speech.
Right.
And people seem to not like that quite as much.
Right, right. So somebody that did watch it, pro farmer policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer.
Oh, yeah.
Jim is going to be with us. And we've got the former chairman of the House Ag Committee,
that's
Mike
awesome.
Conaway, on the show.
Yep.
We will get some perspective on the assassination attempt, on the selection of J.D. Vance, on the state of the Republican Party going forward from a former leading member of the GOP.
Yeah.
And Farm Bill, we've got to get his take. Have you noticed how more after Senator Ernst on the show last week, when I asked her about, well, if the momentum is switching, and this was before the assassination attempt.
Right. Right.
And I said, listen, if the momentum in the Senate is swinging to the GOP side, might that affect, might all of a sudden the Republicans, and this is how I said it, might all of a sudden Republicans drag their feet on Farm Bill in the Senate? And her response was, oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're hearing that message more and more and more now. So we will dig into that and what impact that might have on the conversation as we go forward. Sure. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a great conversation.
I am too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, buddy, you got some weather. It's beautiful here. I mean, gorgeous.
Dude. Yeah, same here. 72 degrees and sunny, very low humidity here in Kansas City. Gorgeous morning. The dog and I were out enjoying it just a little bit earlier today.
Yeah.
But the National Weather Service. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, what do you got there in Central Iowa?
71 degrees.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yep. The National Weather Service is calling for heavy to excessive rainfall, which may lead to areas of flash and urban flooding over parts of the Southern Rockies and Eastern Carolinas today, continuing over the Southern Rockies through the weekend. Dangerous heat will persist over the southwestern United States through the middle of the week, while spreading into the Northern Rockies and high plains from the interior Northwest. Earlier this week, I think the guys at BAM WX promised us a cool down, and baby, it feels good.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. And it's not like we are looking at a storm free period in front of us.
Sure.
But, it looks like the weather systems, the patterns are starting to stabilize a bit.
Yep. Well, Donald Trump's 92 minute speech last night at the Republican National Convention was viewed as unified at the beginning, but less so as it proceeded. For most of the speech, Americans saw the same Trump as before. President Biden has reportedly begun to accept that he may not be able to win, according to the New York Times. One person close to President Biden said he has not yet made up his mind. This is an ongoing story here. Will he run? Will he not, Chip?
And we will talk about that on the show today as well. Now, part of some of the perspective that I heard on the Trump speech last night was, if you are a Trump supporter, you listened to the whole thing and you were absolutely thrilled with the performance. Mm-hmm. If you are an independent, you probably listened to the first 30, 45 minutes of the talk and thought, that's enough, I'm going to bed, but you liked what you heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if that's actually how people are perceiving it, then I would say it was mission accomplished for President mm-hmm. Trump.
Well, Chip, Colombia has banned beef imports from Oklahoma following the confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza in two dairy herds in the state on July 11th. This addition raises the total number of U.S. states from which Colombia has halted beef imports to 13. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, reports that 164 herds across these 13 states have been confirmed with HPAI in livestock.
Yeah, what are these Oklahoma dairies? They pulled the samples in April, but did not submit them for testing until July.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not exactly sure why the delay was there. But that's an interesting side note to this latest discovery.
Well, because by then, that particular case, that particular infection would have run its course, and by all accounts, the cow would probably be back to normal by then.
You would hope, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In other news, farmland values have stabilized in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, according to a benchmark farm value trends report from Farm Credit Service of America and Frontier Farm Credit. While buyers do seem willing to compete for limited land, falling grain prices are shifting attention to the more challenging economic environment. Chip, Iowa, which is normally on the leading edge of market trends, saw land values decline for the first time in 5 years, less than a full percentage point nationally, though. Still something to watch here as some of the bloom may be off the rose in the land market.
Yeah, well, if if you missed the conversation that Davis had with Doug Hensley from Hertz on Wednesday morning, go back and listen to that. That was a really, really good conversation.
Yeah, Doug is so good. Yep. But U.S. intelligence agencies are warning that Russia may arm Houthi militants in Yemen with advanced anti-ship missiles in retaliation for the Biden administration's support for Ukrainian strikes inside Russia with U.S. weapons.
Wow.
A long sentence there, but there's an awful lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
A major IT outage affected banks, media companies, emergency services, and airlines worldwide, causing significant disruptions, including grounded flights. The outage was traced to an update from the cybersecurity software company CrowdStrike, which impacted millions of Microsoft Windows device users globally. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz confirmed that the issue had been identified and resolved, emphasizing it was not a security incident or cyber attack. Important to point that out in 2024, Chip.
Well, and I think it's important to point that out, that there was this issue as we're getting ready to start, because some radio programs also experienced some technical issues resulting from this IT outage. So hopefully we have overcome those issues.
He's asking you to be patient, good people, just in case.
Hopefully we have overcome these issues and we have got the free-for-all coming your way. Davis will be here. I know that for a fact because I got him right now.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have Jim Wiesmeyer and Mike Conaway as well.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
We all know the expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, by the look of things, the sun is starting to shine on interest rates again, which means it's a great time to team up with a lender that knows the business of farming, FBN Finance. With flexible terms and rates and pre-qualification for farmland loans up to $3 million for qualified applicants, you can trust FBN Finance to shed light on your ideas to expand your farming operation. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Bugs can wreak havoc on post-harvest stored grain and eat away at your bottom line. Protecting grain is key to protecting your profits. Thankfully, Gravista D Insecticide, a combination adulticide, synergist, and insect growth regulator, is designed as the ideal on-farm solution to help control these bugs and help you reduce, shrink, and insect damage kernels by up to 18%. Protect your grain with Gravista D Insecticide from Central Life Sciences. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn more.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Oh. AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning for the free-for-all. Of course, we've got news anchor Davis Michelson, the editor of Landowner Newsletter and the host of the Grow Getters podcast.
Wow. Davis. That's a lot. I'm having trouble focusing. The Royals just unveiled the Taste of K-Taco, a hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla, topped with barbecue brisket, fries, lettuce, pickled onion, and sriracha cracker jacks. I believe I'll go see the Royals and get me one of those.
I think, you know what, go ahead, box one up and send it my way too, okay?
Consider it done, brother. You need one of these in your life.
I love it.
No, I don't think you could put that in the mail because it would be an illegal substance being mailed.
They probably
like that.
Wouldn't take it, would they?
Look at this. We've got the stickler for the rules and the regulations speaking up there. Former chairman of the House Ag Committee and former U.S. Congressman from Texas, Mike Conaway. Chairman, it is good to hear your voice again. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Good to hear you guys. And I don't know that I would try that Kansas City thing. That's beyond a heart attack in a sack.
Yeah, it may be just a heartburn burger is all we got there. But I gotta know. I gotta touch the stove at least once, sir.
I love it. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Jim, we haven't hardly talked all week, man. How are you doing?
It's been ever since 6:11 Eastern Time Saturday. It's been a whirlwind here, Chip.
It certainly has. Some of the texts that you and I have shared back and forth, I mean, it's just an effort trying to keep up with everything that is happening and all of the implications. Jim, I do want to start with you on this. I want to get, what was your reaction when you heard the news of the assassination attempt on former President Trump?
Well, I not only heard it, I watched it at 6:11. I was in my office writing for the week ahead, and I saw it visibly, and I had the same feeling I had when I saw those planes crash in New York City, Jeff.
Really?
I thought, this is bad, and it was. And it, it could have been worse.
Well, it was less than half an inch from being much
worse.
A quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
Chairman Conaway, your thoughts, your reaction to what happened up in Pennsylvania?
Well, much the same as Jim. I got it third hand. I was not on TV, and I was doing some other stuff and turned it on. It was over. We knew that the president was safe and those kind of things. But unlike the 9/11 events, which got worse as the day progressed, this one didn't. And we're very fortunate and blessed. I'm shocked that more people weren't injured. Given the number of people crowded around and just the spray of the bullets, that there weren't more folks. So that's obviously a big blessing.
Yes.
And the conversation that the what ifs, what if he had been hit? What if he'd been killed? All those kind of things obviously percolated around as well. But as it turns out, just the one tragic fireman, father and husband. Was killed, and then of course the shooter was killed as well. But just like Jim, it was your stomach turns in a big knot, and you're just glad that it was. By that time, I found out about it. It was already, the president was safe, and we knew he was okay.
Yeah, I was with some friends, and the news came in, the phone calls started coming in, and it was just a sense of disbelief that it happened, but we heard the news that he was okay at the same time that we heard that there was an attempt on his life. So I think we immediately went from disbelief to a sigh of relief.
You bet.
And it kind of softened the blow for me a bit there. But Jim, what impact do you think that this has on the presidential election going forward? I sure hear Republicans speaking with more confidence this week than they were the week before.
Some people say maybe overconfidence, that we'll see. But, much like, there's two ways to answer that or comment on it, Chip. I remember when the attempted assassination of Reagan it changed Reagan. And he said that as well. Trump is saying the same thing. And this has now riveted the nation. And you saw at least on the first half of Trump's speech last night, it was the call for unity, but it was really two speeches last night. The second half, I think he lost an opportunity to continue that strategy. And he needed an editor. 92 minutes is too much, even for me to speak that long. That's like going into the fifth inning of a ball game, Jeff. That's too long.
I got you, Jeff.
Well, and before we get to what Jim was talking about, my thoughts on the shooting, this is a gut check for us. You know, when people say words have consequences, I hate to even say that phrase because it's just like, we have to hear that again. But it's true, all this vitriol that there's been politically over the last several years, it's showing itself. And this is an opportunity for us to look inward and say, okay, what am I doing to exacerbate the heat? You know, what can I do to cool things down a little bit?
Good point.
We all saw that happen. Let's see where it goes. Will America take that to heart?
Yeah. Yeah. Chairman, that's a good question. Will America take it to heart? Will this be a unifying event?
Well, it certainly has that opportunity, and I would hope and pray that that's the case. I worry that the divisiveness that we've experienced over the last several years is so ingrained that even a traumatic event like this will not, you know, hold it back long. Quite frankly, campaigning is the path of least resistance, to go after your opponent in negative terms, to dehumanize them, to denigrate them. You lose the intellectual argument. You immediately pivot to trying to tear them down. That is the path of least resistance. And we all know that human nature tends to direct go that direction. But I think the folks who have the most influence have the biggest responsibility to try to use this moment to turn it down, to pivot to talking about legitimate policy differences, not going after the person that's on the other side as if they're the enemy, because they're not. We're all fellow American citizens, and we've all got a stake in the success of this nation. And so I think the folks with the most influence and the biggest voices have the biggest responsibility. But I think it does fall to all of those quote-unquote influencers or folks who spend so much time on social media to do their part as well. To turn it down and just to talk about the legitimate differences and not tell you that your grandmother was ugly and that your mother dressed you funny and she wore combat boots and all that nonsense that we go after each other with,
right?
When we're normally campaigning.
Right, right. Excellent. Excellent. So, Chairman, what do you think? Will it have an influence on the election?
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The other thing, we've developed a really short attention span as a nation, and so this will wane in the in its importance. It's of great importance right now, and I agree with Jim. I do think that the Republicans who think that this is the single most important event that will get the job done in November are overplaying their hand, because I do think that as this thing recedes into the background, additional new things happen. That the American attention span is such that it'll still be there, of course. Nobody's going to forget it. But I don't know that it'll have quite the oomph that it has right this second. So I think it does. Its impact will wane as we get September and October.
Gotcha. Agreed. Gotcha. Jim, Jack Scove, and I talked about this yesterday afternoon on the show, but I'm going to mention it again right now, because Jack Scoville is with us every Monday afternoon. Give us a little perspective on what is happening in the markets. On Monday, following the assassination attempt, the grain markets were sharply lower. The Dow, the small caps, the Russell, were sharply higher. Tech stocks were lower. And Jack Scoville called it the Trump trade that day. The rally in the Dow, the rally in the Russell, the pressure on the NASDAQ, and the pressure on the grain markets, he said it was all a Trump trade. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it was the chip angle for the tech, because of the very likely trade war, continued trade war with China on that, more aggressive. And as far as the grain, I want to hear the chairman's comments on this, but regretfully, both political parties have turned trade protectionist with the use of tariffs. And in the case of Trump, a lot more tariffs if he becomes the next president. You couple that with the uncertainty. The biggest question I get from agribusiness and farmers is if Trump comes back to the White House, what will he do to the biofuel tax incentives? Because he's already said he'll end the EV mandates for electric vehicles.
Yes, we will talk more about that. We've got a free-for-all happening on AgriTalk. Jim Wiesmeyer, Mike Conaway, Davis Michelson, and me. We will be right back.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 23 to 1994, September down 25 to 2053, October down 22 to 2070, November down 21 at 2015. Live cattle markets are higher in the nearby months as some of the nearby contracts trade higher after traders want to recover some of the lost positions from yesterday. But there is that cattle on feed report coming out, and that has feeder cattle mostly lower. Even though demand for feeder cattle remains strong, the trade is more worried about technical failures and also the cattle on feed report. Hogs continue to move higher as well, as continued support of better pork demand has encouraged traders to keep them active in the futures market. August live cattle up 80 cents to 183.05. August feeder cattle down 75 cents to 255.47. August hogs up 27 cents to 91.65. Corn is flat, soybean slightly lower, wheat moving mostly higher, wheat leading grains higher with broad support from world values so far, with the trade edging off of some of the highs. A lot of mixed type of trade though in corn and beans today. New crop corn now back to steady at 405. New crop beans down 5 to 1038. Chicago wheat September up 7.25 to 542.5. Minneapolis wheat up 8.5.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
OP
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We've got the free-for-all happening today. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer Davis is here. And special guest, former chairman of the House Ag Committee, former U.S. Congressman from Texas, Mike Conaway. Let's jump to the happenings at the Republican National Convention. Jim, I'll start with you. Let's get your reaction to the selection of Senator J.D. Vance from Ohio as President Trump's VP running mate.
Clearly, he's looking at the swing states and the Rust Belt, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, et cetera. Two is he's got a longer term vision of where he wants to see the Republican Party going in his vision of policy. Those are the two main things, Chip.
Okay. And your reaction, Chairman Conaway, to Jim's point, it sounds like he's going to make his or spend a whole lot of time in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan.
Well, I mean, that's the, you rob banks because that's where the money is. Well, votes for Electoral College are in those states, and that's where he's got to go. And, Senator Vance has a stunningly compelling personal story of how he got to where he's at. That's pretty amazing, and it's very compelling. Obviously in 28, he will, if this ticket is successful, and I certainly hope it is, if it's successful, then he'll be the lead candidate to continue to carry the GOP flag forward into that next round of presidential elections, which will, of course, that campaign will start December 1st of this year, unfortunately. But
you're right.
Yeah. It's a good, I think he'll do well in the debates against Vice President Kamala Harris. If she's still the vice president, she may be their candidate by that time. Right. But he's a smart guy, obviously very smart. And I think Trump likes him and trusts him. He's got I'm told that he has he's really good friends with Donald Jr. And that's you want the vice president to have as much influence as they can, and being close to the president is important. And apparently the president clearly feels like he's the guy to compliment. Two generations out of a differential in their ages.
Yep. Jim, J.D. Vance was a never-Trumper. He had some fierce criticism of and used some really what I would call normally unacceptable language in describing former President Trump at one time. Does that come back to haunt him or hurt him?
It shouldn't, because Hannity asked him about that question, about that topic this week at the convention, and he gave the best response he could. He said, "I was just wrong. Trump proved me wrong."
Yeah.
That's it. The other thing is, if Trump comes from the business world, as we know, I mean, the worst thing you can have is a whole boardroom full of guys that think that you're the smartest guy ever, that your ideas can never be wrong, and you want some dissenters in there. A room full of yes men is, in the business world, that's a shortcut to bankruptcy. You need some dissenters in there, and if he's willing to bring that at least a little bit, maybe he sees that in him as well, and what he's said in the past doesn't bother him.
Well, and I think President Trump is, or former candidate Trump, is banking on the idea that the mainstream media is going to question Vance on this and question him regularly on it, so that Vance could say, "Listen, that you're exactly right. I was against President Trump, but he proved me wrong. I changed my mind. You can too. Come on along and vote for Trump."
Yeah, it's a trap.
I think that's the whole message.
I do think there would be a opportunity for the Democrats to use the all those comments in campaign ads, where you don't get, in the media, where you have an opportunity of giving back and forth.
Right.
Campaign ads will use that, to potentially use those comments without any kind of rebuttal available when, you know, as the ad happens, so to speak.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Chairman Conaway, the comments that Jim made earlier about the trade policy, it really doesn't matter if you're looking at the Biden quote unquote trade policy or the Trump ideas going forward. They're both protectionists, aren't they?
Well, they certainly have demonstrated that with the conduct that went on with when President Trump picked the fight with China, or the China picked the fight with us. And then Biden did not do much with those tariffs that were in place from the Trump first administration. So, you know, when President Trump says America first, I think he's spot on, and he means it to his core. And he's going to do the things that he believes are in the best interest to try to bring back those jobs, create those opportunities in America to prosper, you know, middle-income America the way that he sees fit. And it's hard to argue him off those points when it has had some success. But I do think there's, you know, the America first thing does mean just that, America first. And if it's we're not operating in America's own best interest, then you know, Trump's going to take the other position. He's going to operate in America's best interest.
Yep, yep. Jim, he's going to put the old Trump trade team back together, isn't he? Robert Lighthizer is going to be an important part, right?
Well, I think Lighthizer will come in. I'm just not quite sure what capacity, because they're very close, Chip. They yep. live close by each other in Florida, by the way, too.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll be an important part here. Okay. President Biden. Jim, what is next? The events that happened this week is he got calls from former Speaker Pelosi. He got, as I understand, he has communicated with former President Obama, and Obama has started to push and say, Joe, you better step aside here. What's going to happen, Jim? What's the future of President Biden?
Well, I want to hear the chairman's comments on this, because this is pure party politics. However, the wagons are circling. I would pay close attention to any comments from Representative Clyburn, because he helped get Biden elected to begin with.
Okay.
We've yet to hear from him of late. But Pelosi is one sharp lawmaker, whether you agree with her or not. And she basically told Biden that he's hurting down ballot initiatives. So that's where we stand right now. It doesn't look good for Biden.
Okay, Chairman Conaway, your thoughts here?
Well, this is the circumstance where you want to be a fly on the wall in yeah. the room that Jill Biden is in and the president's in to actually know what's going on and what's going to happen. I mean, there's an awful lot of conjecture. I agree with Jim that Clyburn will have the influence, but I've not seen much out of the President Biden's conduct so far that he's backing up in the least. And so I think the Dems are at a really tough circumstances. If he does not gracefully bow out and release his delegates, then they're going to have some sort of a fight at the convention. And for a party that spent the last 4 years arguing that President Trump was a legitimate threat to democracy without actually explaining what that meant, they will have had a demonstrated where they've gone against the wishes of you know, what, 14 million primary voters that put President Biden in the Kettbridge seat for the Democratic nomination. I my personal opinion, as we sit here right now, given how frail he looked trying to get on the plane the other day and get back in the car, this COVID thing may be a little stronger on him than we think, and I do think he will gracefully bow out at some point before the convention, but. It's you know, it's hard to give it up. I walked away from my seat that I was going to have to hell for a long, long time, and it was hard. It was the right time for me to leave, but I, you know, as little power as a single member of Congress has, it was still a great responsibility and a wonderful job, and I loved it. But it was hard to walk away, and my guess is that. As long as President Biden has been in office and, you know, he's now held the president for 4 years almost, you know, letting taking that hand off the steering wheel is going to be way tough.
Yeah, so by now he doesn't know any other kind of life.
Say again?
By now, he doesn't know any other kind of life. Yeah.
Yeah. So who's next? Chairman Conaway, if it's not Biden, who is it?
Well, it's a pretty short list, I think, given the needed for a really high-profile name and recognition thing. Obviously, the Dems have got to go to Kamala Harris first, or they're going to have some sort of a big-time riot within their system. But Gavin Newsom has got, he's got his hand up. He may not try to obviously look like he does, but he's got his hand up in that regard. I don't know that the Governor Widener from Michigan is really in the mix, but probably those two are going to be the ones that the party looks at to try to move it forward. And I think Republicans will enjoy either one of them because there's plenty of flaws in both to be able to. You look at what California has done under Gavin Newsom's leadership, then there's an awful lot of campaign fodder there. And and Vice President Harris is, she doesn't do well in terms of handling herself in tight circumstances.
Yeah, and communicating. Her communication skills are lacking. And that's obviously that is something that the leader of the country has got to have is good communication skills. And I don't know if we can say that the current vice president can put that on her resume or not. So, okay, Jim, when we come back, I want to start there with you, who you think it might be. Think about this. Is there a dark horse that nobody sees, that nobody is thinking about right now that could take that spot on the Democrat ballot going forward? And then we've got to talk Farm Bill. We'll do that next on the Free For All.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
By AARP and the Ad Council.
Fuel the cow by feeding her rumen first. Zinpro Isoferm is a breakthrough, the essential nutrient your herd needs. Designed to enhance rumen function by directly feeding the fiber-digesting microbes, Zinpro Isoferm enables dairy cows to be better cows, creating game-changing production efficiency, productivity, and profitability. Visit Zinpro.com/Isoferm to learn more. That's Zinpro.com/Isoferm.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being an Army Ranger is a very fast-paced lifestyle. I was clearing a weapons cache in Haditha, Iraq, when the building collapsed on me, burying me alive. I spent 6 months in the hospital and a year of recovery. When I was separated from the military, I just felt like I was useless because I only had this one thing that I was supposed to do, and then that one thing was taken away from me. And then one day, I got a call from Wounded Warrior Project. They asked me to come to a workout, and I decided that I was going to get better, both physically and mentally. Now I'm a warrior leader. I create events and opportunities for other veterans locally. Wounded Warrior Project did a phenomenal job reminding me that my injuries aren't going to define who I am. And because of that, I can do anything that I want.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
We are into the home stretch of the free-for-all on this Friday edition of AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We've got Davis Michelson with us, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, and former chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway, with us. Jim, your thoughts of who might be next if president – and the reason that we've got to ask this question now is because there is a lot of speculation that he is going to make the announcement this weekend that he is pulling out of the race for president. Who's next? Who do you see being next?
Well, if I learned anything over the decades from Biden, it is he respects loyalty, he demands it, and he's loyal. So I would be shocked if he wouldn't pass the baton to the vice president. Here's your key to this election and to most elections. It's enthusiasm. If you have a gap, and there's currently a big gap between Republicans and Democrats, Republicans are accelerating in their enthusiasm for their candidate, where the Democrats are the opposite. If we have a change in the ticket, so you watch the enthusiasm gap, whether or not Kamala Harris, if she is the new nominee, can narrow that gap remains to be seen. Any other possibilities, I think, could do it. But as the chairman said, if it's not Kamala Harris, you're going to have a Donnybrook in the Democratic Party with any open convention.
Well, yeah, and the Republicans will push that agenda. I don't think there's any question about that. There are already some that are saying that you can't take this decision away from the people that voted in the primaries. You know, they're saying that elections, even primaries, have consequences, and this is the guy that you decided to go with. And the thing is, they cannot say, yeah, but all these issues with President Biden are new. You know, we learned them in the debate. No, they're not. These are issues that we have seen developing for 3 years minimum. So you can't say that. And so I don't know. There's something to that President Biden is the choice of the party, of the people, of the delegates. He won the primaries. It's tough to say that he shouldn't be on the ticket come this fall. Okay, Chairman Conaway, what what kind of an impact does this have on the farm, well, on down ballot elections and therefore on the farm bill going forward?
Well, I think you can see the Dems' reactions to, you know, taking a grave step of asking President Biden to step aside a growing list of members. You know, John Tester came out yesterday, I guess. He's in a tough race in Montana and others. So I think the folks that are actually in that fight and have the most to win or lose in it are the ones that you're seeing begin to ask Biden to step aside because they are sensing or feeling or their polls are showing that that it is have a negative impact on their individual races. And there's no interest like self-interest. And I think those down ballot Dems are feeling the heat on that lack of enthusiasm, as Jen said, because it does filter down. If the voters aren't enthusiastic and they don't turn out to vote for the president, well, they're not turning out to vote for them either. And so I think you'll see their interest would be in a candidate that would create that kind of revamped enthusiasm that. There's going to be necessary for the Democrats to hold the Senate and retake the House.
Right, right. Okay. Impact on the farm bill conversation, because, boy, there's a lot of Republicans in the Senate that are feeling more confident that the GOP is going to have the gavel in 2025. And GOP senators are thinking now's a good time to put the brakes on and let's wait until next year to do this farm bill.
Well, the clock, the calendar is working against them. You cannot go to conference fully with a House passed, a committee passed version in the House, and then two frameworks that the chairman Stabenow and Ranking Member Bozeman have put out. You can work on around the edges, but you've got to have language from both houses to be able to conference, and with the. Precious little work being done on the appropriations bills, the other things that are on the calendar, not being there in October, you know, the first half of November, it's, the clock is going to work toward a extension. And I think there's been some comments by some Republicans that going ahead and extending into 25 to give them the chance to take the gavels back in the Senate will argue toward a, you know, if you had $100 to bet on an extension or a 24 farm bill, you'd probably put more money on an extension than you would getting your farm bill done in this year to move it forward for another 5 years. So, you know, we saw that I took a brief look at Senator Bozeman's framework. It includes the same issue with respect to the thrifty food plan. That the GT has got in his, that reverts to a budget neutral reassessment, and that is a poison pill for Senator Stabenow. So you've got some broad issues that the top three or four. If I'm not sure where David Scott is in the mix, but they'll have to get those resolved. And I don't see Senator Stabenow backing up much on her position.
Gotcha, Jim. Your thoughts there?
Well, yeah, I think the only way you'll have it this calendar year is after the November 5th elections in a lame duck session. But the hurdles that the chairman has already indicated, the inability for Stabenow to produce a language, you have to have that. But for the life of me, I can't understand why farm state lawmakers from both parties don't want a bill. Because this thing is not going to be easy when the calendar flips, even if the Republicans control all chambers. If they do control the White House, House, and Senate, I think the chairman would agree that the leadership wants to clear the decks as much as they can. And that should include a farm bill this year. They shouldn't have to bother with it next year.
Gotcha. Gentlemen, this was a really informative, fun conversation. Chairman Conaway, thank you so much for making time for us.
Good to be with you.
You bet. That is former chairman of the House Ag Committee, former U.S. Congressman from Texas, Mike Conaway. Jim, thanks, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
Sure.
All right. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Davis, I'll talk to you this afternoon.
I can't wait, brother.
Yeah, we're talking cattle and beef with Scott Varlick, Coima Varlick Trading, right here on AgriTalk.
That's right.
The startup of another day.
caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you talk